The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Here to join the program and bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about privacy, and that's, I think, an important issue these days, now more so than ever, with the federal government becoming more and more invasive into every single aspect of our digital lives. Of course, there are specific tools that you can use to protect yourself, and I think it's, you know, when you have a discussion about privacy, it should behoove us to go over some of the basics on how to protect yourself. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Ridley,
and Mark.
So privacy is something, and I want to talk about it from just a larger perspective here for a moment, because we did zero in earlier on some of the ridiculous claims being made by the FBI about how they can crack Tor, and I don't believe that, neither do the security experts. But, you know, as a larger issue, privacy is an important thing because, well, you know, you don't want to necessarily give everybody every bit of data about your life or your business or, you know, the secrets you might have come across. Maybe you work for the government and you've discovered things that are untoward, that they are inappropriate, that going on within the government bureaucracy. But you know what they've done to Edward Snowden. So maybe you want to release some information in a private manner. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why privacy is important to people. But you do have to go through a certain level of effort to protect yourself. And there are things that you can do. We already talked about ProXPN, which you can use to encrypt your internet connection. Tor, on top of that, gives you anonymity as well. So those are two basic things you can use with pretty much any computer system. And in addition, there are some tools that you might want to use for your cell phone, like Text Secure. If you text to somebody who also has Text Secure, which is a free program, then that will encrypt your text messages. Because right now, if you're just texting, and you know, certainly younger people are very big into texting.
Yeah.
They're texting more so than calling. In fact, young millennials, for instance, prefer texting to a phone call. They'll be irritated if you call.
Remember the story we read that said that people experience anxiety attacks over having to leave phone messages, voicemail messages?
Young people are doing that.
Young
right?
people generally, you know, they're going into jobs where they have to answer a telephone and
not prepared for it.
A message, and right. they don't have the life skills at this point to deal with it. Another yeah. thing the school's not teaching them.
So protect yourself on the text world by using Text Secure because it encrypts your text communications. Otherwise, any cop who wants to can go and subpoena the text messages from your cell phone provider, and they'll just provide them. You know, anybody can go and read that. Your cell phone provider can pull all of that data. It's no problem. But if it's encrypted, then it's useless.
Well, there's this military concept that you don't focus too much on defense, though. The offense is really ultimately more important.
What does that mean in this context?
Well, encryption is a defensive thing. It's like you're trying to be safe at every point when mm-hmm. instead you should be focusing on the source of your problems and going after it in some way, some constructive, nonviolent way. I like this quote from Churchill. He's talking about how Napoleon used this concept. He said, quote, "We see Napoleon before his battles grasping for every man he can reach, neglecting no resource, however small, cheerfully accepting risks at other points." Unquote. The thing is, you denude your defenses so that you can have your offense. Does that make sense? If you spend all your time working up your defenses on your computer, well, you're not protesting. You're not.
It doesn't take that much time. So that's the nice thing about these tools that we have, Dave, is the programmers are the ones spending the time on this. The geeks who have programmed, Tor and Text Secure and these other tools, PGP, that work's been done and it's being improved upon over time. But that's what they are doing. And it's, certainly defenses are important. You're not acknowledging that they're not. But, you know, not everybody can take down the federal government with what they're doing, right? Like, you know, even if we are to use offense, some sort of peaceful offense, the federal government's not going to go away tomorrow, and they're not going to stop arresting people tomorrow. But tomorrow, you can implement all of these technologies that we're talking about in a matter of an hour. I mean, this isn't a huge time-consuming activity.
And then possibly at the end of that point have a great false sense of security.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think that you should have a true sense of security with any of these measures. I mean, they're, to a dedicated attacker, you can be taken down. I mean, whether it's you know, your internet security or your home locks on your front door, to anybody that, you know, is dedicated with the time and the effort necessary, they're going to get through your lock, whether it's they've got a bump key or they know how to pick a lock or whatever. You know, you can install more complicated locks, but the expert who knows how to get through those is going to be able to get them. So, no, you shouldn't have a false sense of security. You should always be wary of the things that you're communicating.
Dave, I heard an analogy at one point analogizing the security that we have on computers to the invention of the crossbow. So before the crossbow, you essentially had warriors and peasants. And up until that point, essentially a peasant couldn't wield a warrior's weapon, and a warrior didn't bother his, with the job of peasantry. Obviously, there were people who fought in militaries and these sorts of things, but they still weren't as qualified as the guy with the sword. And the crossbow leveled the playing field, at least for one shot, for the peasant to the noble. And that was what their analogy was with essentially this encryption. Up until this point, the expensive computing stuff was on the side of the government. Well, now we have defenses that are just that good, and that's why you should employ them. Although I must admit, I don't employ them all.
There's the other fact. And of course, I deploy some too. I'm not an unbeliever in the concept, but the other factor is just that there's always some other way for them to get you. It's just like that Ralph Peters novel where the Americans have stealth bombers. They've sent them to South Africa to help protect Zaire or something like that, and the South Africans just hit the stealth bombers while they're on the ground.
Well, no, there's no doubt.
And it's just there's always something like that that they can do.
There's no doubt. Yeah. If they want to get you, they're going to get you. They'll just manufacture the evidence. I mean, there are some solid allegations that the evidence in the Silk Road case was falsified in a lot of different ways. I mean, we already know that two of the agents who were involved in the takedown of the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace that was so infamous, that they were corrupt and they were funneling Bitcoin into their own personal accounts, and they were also lying to Ross, and they were doing all manner of things that were, you know, really questionable activities. So, you know, these systems, you certainly can't necessarily guarantee that they're going to be safe, but using them is going to make you likely safer than somebody who doesn't use these systems. And they don't take a lot of time to implement. If you want to download TechSecure for your phone, it's just like any other app. You just download it, install it, and then at that point, anyone else that has TechSecure, you're linked up with that person, you're encrypted.
For instance, I use a VPN, and you know, I'm glad it's good, but it takes extra time every time I use it. It's the good one. It's said to be the best in the country in terms of ratings, but it does not deliver something for nothing. It's not only costing me money, it's costing me time.
Yeah.
And there's still a place for it, but it's just, we've got to put these things in context. They're sure not cure-alls.
Well, I agree with that. They're not cure-alls. And regarding VPNs, personally, I find that the least trustworthy privacy protection. I think that, you know, if some government comes to a VPN and says, we want to monitor Dave Ridley's account, they're probably going to do it. So I would be very, very cautious about trusting the VPN's claims there. You want to use additional security measures on top of that for ultra-private, you know, things that you need to accomplish. So TechSecure is a good one for texting. TechSecure is also open source, so it's also important to use systems that are open source so you can feel more secure about it, because you know that the source is open, so therefore it can be audited, which means that other people can go in and they can look at the code to make sure that it's not actually, in point of fact, the NSA who is running the system or who has programmed the tool in the first place. And there's also another one that the tech secure makers have made called Red Phone, which encrypts your voice communications for your phone. These are two excellent apps, and they're both completely free, and I believe they're available for both iPhone and Android. Maybe you've got a favorite encryption app that
Telegram.
You want to share. Telegram has some question marks, Mark, as far as it being particularly secure.
Easy to use.
You are using, well, that's the thing. With the trade-off between easy, you usually don't get as much security. 855, 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
You own a business. You know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything that you want to share with us. been discussing security and privacy, and is it possible to go too far with it? I would say that you can certainly go a little overboard, but better safer than sorry, although Dave Ridley is here from RidleyReport.com. And if you haven't checked out Dave's work, he does some great videos on YouTube. In fact, he's the number two most viewed, or most subscribed to, I believe, channel of the New Hampshire news channels on YouTube. Is that right, Dave?
It's a little more complicated than that. I am basically the number two overall channel, and some people would rate me as number one, but I can't really make that claim because it's just too close to call.
I would rate you as number one, and I think you had more views than did the WMUR, which is the local news.
I don't think so. I may get more views for video, but I don't have more views overall, I don't think.
Okay, I'll have to check. I'll have to check the statistics again. But anyway, you do great work. You're kind of a window into the world of the activism, some of the activism, because you can't be everywhere.
No, that's really not what I am anymore.
Really?
I'm more the tool of the activist's revenge.
What do you mean by that?
In the sense that I go and ambush interview politicians about bad things they've done.
So you're not actually going
That's
to,
mostly what I do now.
You're not really reporting on activist-y things
I don't
anymore?
Report on activists much anymore. I mean, there's some of that already being done. And also, I don't have a free hand in reporting on activists because I'm too close to too many of the activists, you know?
I see.
It's like if you say something, someone's like, well, wait, you got that information. You were at my dinner table when you got that information. You can't say that. And I can't keep track of what I got at the dinner table and what I got off of, you know, listening to Free Talk Live or something like that. So I just don't focus as much on activists anymore. But if you're an activist, you got something really unusual and interesting to tell me, then, you know, I might get a video of that.
Sometimes you critique other activists as well. I've been critiqued by you.
Well, I do that still, actually, yes. I should critique you more here, shouldn't I?
You could.
While we're on the air.
At least I have the ability to easily respond.
It here and there. I guess I criticize you sometimes. But.
So it's good stuff. Entertaining video, and it's free. So go to RidleyReport.com for more of Dave Ridley's work. He's a pro, by the way. You were trained and you worked at Fox
Television. Yeah, you can't tell that by the quality of my equipment, but I did actually work in the industry for, you know, most of my career. So,
and you've actually been using you've been doing Ridley Report as your career essentially for how many years now? When did you finally leave Fox in Boston?
Since 2007.
Wow. That's an amazing run. And, you know, a lot of people have the vision of doing Liberty Media as their thing. It's not an easy road. It's not a particularly lucrative road. You know,
the cops have helped me.
How's that?
Well, because everybody wants videos of cops. They want to see the cop doing this. They want to see the cop doing that. Even videos of cops doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to talk about cops in America. So since there's all these cops around, all I have to do is take pictures of them. It's a guaranteed 10,000 hits, you know, pretty much.
You ought to send them some flowers or something.
It's too much work. And it also seems passive aggressive.
I don't understand. I mean, I guess I just don't get it. How is it that sending flowers to somebody is passive aggressive?
I'm their enemy. You know, I might like them personally, and I might show them respect, but I'm still their enemy, and they're still my enemy while they're wearing a uniform.
I don't see it that way.
Accept it as a reality, I think.
I used to think that way about the police, but now I just see them as my confused brothers and sisters who just, you know, they're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I didn't say they were evil. I just said they're my enemy. It's like Rommel. Rommel was our enemy, right? Erwin Rommel, the German general. If I'd been alive in the 40s, I would have thought of Erwin Rommel as my enemy. But I still would have liked him. I still would have recognized the many good things about him. But he was still a person who was trying to, help the Germans do all kinds of terrible things to Americans who did not declare war on Germany in the first. It was the Germans' idea, so.
Dave Ridley over at RidleyReport.com. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore listening.
Hold on just a second. Germans may have declared war on Americans, but there's nothing they could do about it. It's not like the Germans were doing anything to America after they declared war.
Well, no, there was some stuff that
they
did. They killed a lot of civilian mariners, didn't they?
Well, I'm sure that they were going after the mariners. Do you think that the Americans were supplying arms and weapons to the British and other places, the enemies of the Germans? The same as World War
I. Yeah, that's a good point. World War One, they sunk ships that were not carrying weapons, and I think they did a lot of that in
World
War
II. Know what's carrying a weapon and what's not? It's not like they hang something on the side.
So you just indiscriminately kill them all. That's a problem.
Stay over in your country if you don't want to die. There's a world war going on.
Tom's in Baltimore.
Well, anyway, okay.
He's listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Tom.
Hi, I think I missed someone disparaging police. But was that your...
You could pretty much pick all in from all three of us on that one. But I was doing it most recently.
Yeah, you know, there's some good ones out there, you know. I, for instance, never arrested anyone for simple drug offenses. And my squad, at least, we railed against and would not enforce some of the crazy directives that came out relative to kids calling the police on their parents because they got slapped. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening in police departments with cops doing what you guys, I think, would very much agree with that you just don't hear about. Of course you're going to hear about the cops that are doing the things that we all, you know, just shudder at the thought of. Some of those have made the media recently. But I just wanted to point that out. And by the way...
Thank you for that, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, certainly. And by the way, as far as history is concerned, with Germany, gosh, let me tell you, as far as whoever it was that was talking about the ships that were sunk, actually, I think it was one in particular, Germany actually ran ads saying, listen, don't come over here. Anyone who's thinking about traveling, this is what's been happening, warning people of what was to come. It's surprising to me because I saw that movie, was it Valkyrie? And I thought, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Being of German ancestry, yeah, I hope I was, or my ancestors at least, were part of that crew. I looked into it, and I'll tell you, I was shocked at what I found. It seems as though we've gotten a real twisted view of history, and that the bad guys might not have really been the bad guys, as we've been told. Let me give you just one example from my family. Generation American. My grandmother was from Czechoslovakia. Now, my family, from my grandmother's generation, never complained about Germany or Hitler. Their complaints were about the Soviet Union. And that kind of fits in, well, actually fits in specifically and very correctly with what I've been finding out. As a matter of fact, it's shocking that it's been made a crime to actually question what happened during that war relative to Germany and the Holocaust. Now, that tells you a whole lot when it's made illegal to actually seek out simple information. I think it deserves a real close examination. And
did you know there was a torpedo man on I can't remember the number, the boat that sunk the Lusitania in World War One, a torpedo man who refused to fire, and he was taken off duty and put in prison for a long time after that.
Tom, stand by. We'll bring it back here. You can continue your discussion with us about whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and join us on the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the number, and you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the website. You can create the content right there on the front page, freetalklive.com. With you in studio, you've got Ian
Ridley
and Mark,
and of course we've also got Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. I also want to invite you to Keenvention. It is coming up. We're about 6 weeks away at this point. It's happening October 30th through November 1st here in our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It is the event of the fall for the Liberty scene in New Hampshire. There's some great... What's so
it's
funny?
It's the fall Liberty event.
Is there another one?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so then it is.
Debutantes will be trotted out at Keenvention.
I don't know if we have debutantes, but we have activists here in New Hampshire, and the Keenvention is a convention about activism. It's run by activists. It is staffed by activists. The panelists, the speakers are all activists, and almost all of them are based here in New Hampshire. We're making a couple of exceptions this year to Keenvention rules.
He's just breaking the rules all over, man.
Well, some would say that rules were made to be broken.
only when it benefits you, pal.
Exactly. And, in this case, it's not going to benefit me. Keenvention is not a profitable venture. It is just something that I think is important to do. So that's why I do it. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about the event. One of the people we're breaking the rules for is Gavin Andreessen, the head programmer of Bitcoin. He is going to be joining us for the Bitcoin panel, which is, I think, going to be the most important Bitcoin panel we have had yet.
Yeah, I think he's really rule break worthy.
Absolutely. And
oh, I agree. I just, I'm just kind of amused that, you know, Ian had a rule. That rule was you had to be a New Hampshire Liberty activist. And
yep,
now,
right.
You know, a big enough name comes rolling along with the right.
He didn't come rolling along. I asked him.
Yeah, with the right timing, meaning that Bitcoin with the block chain, and, you know, the block size increase and all that stuff. And, well, you know, maybe we could stretch the rules a little bit for Gavin.
Yeah, it's actually not the first time, Mark.
No, who else was it?
Last time, Garrett wanted to invite a activist from Vermont, and I don't think he was able to make it, so we were. I was willing to do it back then, too. If there are neighbors, I don't really, you know, that doesn't really bother me. You know, the Gavin, for instance, lives in Amherst, Massachusetts, which is closer to Keene, New Hampshire than is the northern part of New Hampshire, for instance. So, you know, to me, it's all about the activism here, and that's what the real point of Keenevention is, focusing on New Hampshire activism, and that's what we do. The media panel has just been announced for this year. Shire Dude is heading it up. Dave, you actually headed up the first ever media panel back in the 2013 Keenevention, and Mark, you did it last year, and both of your panels were excellent.
Yeah, apparently we didn't do good enough because he'd handed it off to somebody else.
Well, part of the fun of Keenevention is getting different people on stage, Mark, and not doing the same exact
thing. It's fun until your little baby's taken away from you and handed off to somebody else, like Shire Dude.
Yeah, Shire Dude's going to do a fine job, I'm sure about that. He's a creative personality who is doing some great video work here in New Hampshire. And part of, I think, Keenevention is to show off some of the people who've been doing activism over the last year.
And he looks like Bob and McKenzie from Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I'm not familiar with that. Is it
the
Comedy
Troupe? Great White North. The Strange Brew movie.
Oh.
It's who he reminds me of when I look at him.
So, Shire Dude, Carlos Morales, our own Daryl W. Perry, and Brett Vinat from the School Sucks Project are going to be on stage and talking about being the media. So whether it's, you know, creating media or doing politics or a cop block, we got all kinds of different panels and some great speakers lined up. You can get your tickets for $60. That gets you in for the entire weekend. You cannot find a convention that is that affordable for an entire weekend. Go and try your best. But $60 or Bitcoin. So up to you. Go to keenevention.info. It's October 30th through November 1st. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we go back to Tom in Baltimore, a former cop who is on the line with us here. I know you had some more comments. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'll make them quick, and I'll wrap it up and tie it in nice with a bow with actually what I wanted to address about protecting yourself on the Internet. By the way, Ian, you mentioned cop block. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with cops these days. Back when I was training young officers in the field, myself and the other training officers got together, and this was after just after the Rodney King incident, and we thought, what a fantastic opportunity to spread propaganda among the new graduates that, and it really wasn't a lie, the propaganda can be good, but to put all of them on notice and really put the fear of God in them that there could be a camera around any corner at any time. And I'll tell you, we had these young trainees really on their toes doing a fine job because they were afraid that if they didn't, and they made a mistake, even if it wasn't something malicious, that they would be on film, on TV. And, you know, the senior officers and the training officers, we loved it. Why cops don't want to be filmed these days, again, it says a lot about what's going on. There's something that's happened where somebody somewhere at some level one day decided, you know, we don't care whether or not we're actually performing a duty that's honorable and in accordance with the laws as we understand it that actually serves people. You know, I'm quite ashamed at a lot of things that have happened in that arena. Mm-hmm. By the way, relative to, and I'll wrap this up so other people can get on, relative to protecting yourself on the Internet, I found that the best way to predict future behavior from any opponent or enemy is the past habits. And look at what we're dealing with right now with a really out-of-control criminal government. And look at what they've done in the past. And they're getting sloppy now, too. But what they've done to protect themselves is really a blend of offense and defense. I've never bought into the best defense is a good offense. I think that the best defense is the very best defense you can conjure up. And it doesn't doesn't mean you have to spend all your time on it. It doesn't mean you can't be authentic when you need to be. It just means that if you can perfect as best you can a defense that doesn't take an inordinate amount of time, then you're really going to win most of the time. And what the government has done, and this is why I brought that up, what they've done in the past is in plain sight, take for instance what they've done with our currency, is they've totally taken an honest currency with bare notes and turned it into really a fraud. You know, you look at what you have in your wallet these days, you know, I mean, it's right there in plain sight. And they've done this through passing laws. There's your defense. They've been defending themselves in the past. And we take for granted what we think is very similar to what we've seen in the past and what our parents or grandparents at least knew as lawful. And again, you compare lawful money with these Federal Reserve notes, and you can see in plain sight, you know, just look at what it says in your wallet. You know,
sure, you can actually compare directly the old silver certificates, as they were called, to today's Federal Reserve notes, the silver certificates.
They look almost exactly the same, except yeah. that it says that you can turn it in for a commensurate amount of silver, which, of course, you can't now.
I still think it would be fun if someone took a silver certificate into a Federal Reserve bank and video recorded them yourself trying to get your silver for the.
But that sounds like action.
I think it's what's also interesting is you look at the quarters. Quarters used to be made out of silver.
Yeah, they've been totally
it's the
debased.
Same looking, this one side of it at least at this point is this basically the same thing, and then they made it out of pot metal.
But it feels different. And
it certainly feels
it
different.
It sounds different as well. Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One thing's for sure about Americans is they are confused when it comes to the government. There's a new survey that's been done over at YouGov.com that has some disturbing results about Americans possibly supporting military coups happening in the United States, and some, you know, very confusing numbers about what people think about government bureaucrats in different categories: military officers, police officers, federal civil servants, local politicians, and congressmen. There's a huge discrepancy between opinions about these different groups among Americans. 855-450-FREE. We'll explore that, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We have a few moments remaining, but there's just enough time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
ReadlyReport.com.
And Mark.
And also, don't forget, you can join us again at Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, and we will invest that into the show, getting on more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners on board, expanding our satellite footprint around the globe. All of these things are possible, but it takes money, and we can really use your help. Please take a moment, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the AMP program there. And I'm looking forward to making some exciting announcements about AMP, but I don't want to really talk about it at the moment. We're still waiting on some web design to get finished up. And once that's done, we'll have some cool – hopefully by the end of the year at this point. You never know with these web projects how long they're going to take. But hopefully we'll be accepting a new currency for the AMP program. That's all I will say right now. You can extract from that what you want. AMP.freetalklive.com. But don't wait for that. Go ahead and give to the AMP program today because it makes a difference right now. AMP, A-M-P, AMP.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group and the AMP-only podcast. Once again, that's AMP.freetalklive.com. Story from YouGov.com's Peter Moore. A law professor at West Point was forced to hastily resign after it emerged that he had authored a number of controversial articles. In one, he suggested that legal scholars defending the rights of suspected terrorists could be considered legitimate military targets.
Legal scholars defending the rights of terrorists.
Of suspected terrorists.
Suspected terrorists could be legitimate targets, military targets.
While in another, he examined a potential military coup in the United States, arguing that officers may have a duty to seize control of the federal government if the federal government acted against the interest of the country. Now, what does that actually mean, that statement?
Well, I don't know. It means whatever you want it to mean.
Exactly.
But I think that it's true that, yes, people in the military swear an oath to enemies foreign and to swear to protect the country against enemies foreign and domestic. And so, therefore, yes, if a politician or group of politicians or even the majority of politicians in Washington, D.C. are acting against the interest of the people of the United States, then yes, I think that they do. Will they? No. And that's not what their job is. Their job is to take orders.
Well, that's the thing. With this statement here, the idea that, you know, they have this duty to seize control if the federal government acted against the interest of the country. What is the country? Isn't that the federal government?
Oh, it's me, general. I'm a general, and it's me, because I'm a general.
Well, right.
You know, that's what they all think.
Yeah, and who decides this? The general, in this case, would make that decision. Oh, well, the federal government has acted against our interests, so therefore we need to take over. The military's not interested necessarily in freedom, right? Like, that's not what they're protecting out there. I know that they've been told that. Many of the military members probably believe that at the ground floor, that, you know, we're protecting freedom. But ultimately, they're just following orders. And the just following orders has resulted in all manner of terrible atrocities over, you know, hundreds of years. And the U.S. military is not immune from that. I mean, there's plenty of them just within the last two decades that the military has been involved in. Of course, you know, Guantanamo Bay and the torture over in Iraq. You remember the photos with the torture photos from a while back during the Iraq War, the second Iraq War. I mean, there's so many different things. The story about the 14-year-old girl being raped and killed, raped and murdered by the soldiers, and, you know, just a myriad, throwing dogs off of cliffs. So many different atrocities.
You can see how people would, you know, since the military has not, you know, defaced itself quite to the same extent that the politicians have in the United States, except maybe somewhat recently they have, you know, sort of with some of the Iraq and the Afghanistan atrocities. But before that, the military had a, you know, not a terribly bad track record as government agencies go. And you can see how people be more comfortable with them than they are with someone like Obama or Trump or.
That's
or,
true.
However, I remember one of my political science professors who was actually in Indonesia for the PKI revolt. It was a communist-related or allegedly communist-related sort of coup-type thing. It was just, you know, it was this crazy time where the government won and killed a bunch of people who revolted. And he used to say, if you have a coup, it's like a divorce. Once you've had one, you'll never stop having them. It leads you to this cycle of constant coups, mm-hmm. and each government will seem to be worse than the one before it.
Well, that's because the last government that was in place is no longer legitimate because it took it by power rather than sort of through democratic means.
And they're likely weaker as well. You know, they probably don't have access to the same resources.
But you can see why people would start to think about that, you know, because things are getting that desperate in the U.S. in terms of how bad the government is. And so people start looking at anything as being an improvement. But believe me, it can get a lot worse than it is now, not just better.
I mean, it is getting worse in the U.S. There's another survey. The Fraser Institute apparently has released an economic freedom survey, and the U.S. is now down to 16th place or something like that. I had the headline for that today. But the United States military, according to YouGov, has long embraced the idea of civilian control of national affairs. And apart from certain rare moments, the American officer corps has faithfully followed their orders from their civilian superiors. YouGov,
too faithfully.
YouGov's latest research shows, however, that officers in the military are held in much greater esteem than their civilian superiors, and that they are widely viewed as having the best interests of the country in mind instead of their own selfish concerns. 70% of Americans believe that military officers generally want what is best for the country.
Where do they get this idea? I mean, How many military officers, high-ranking military officers, do we have? I mean, these people are put in place by Congress, an organization that has a 9% approval rating.
Again, remember, it's the history of the United States. If you look back,
these guys aren't historical. They're modern people.
People are more historical than they think they are.
Agreed.
The really nasty military behavior by the United States is sort of a recent phenomenon in some ways. It's the last 15 years
where things... Well, we know more about it. I don't know if it's a recent phenomenon as much as we know more about it because of the information.
If you look at what the military did in the 80s and 90s compared to what it's doing now, yes, there were big question marks you can put on it, but liberating Kosovo, ending the genocide in Bosnia, stopping some of the starvation in Somalia, these are not particularly evil things compared to what the military does now. And people are always behind in judging things. They judge them based on what was happening 10 years ago in some ways.
Also,
and they're still thinking the military is that old military.
Well, and also with the military, it's more of a general concept. You don't know who these individuals are generally, right? Like, you're talking about hundreds of thousands and over a million people or whatever over all the different branches. I mean, these are a lot of individuals, but we don't know what their beliefs are and, we don't know what lies they're telling, and we don't know all of the individual atrocities that go on. I mean, even in those things where you're giving good examples of maybe things that they did that were better than what they're doing as a whole, there probably were individual atrocities.
Yeah,
and
these are well documented in the 80s. There are a lot of Americans that had huge problems with what the military was doing in the 80s and made an effort to document and protest that. But it just wasn't near as bad as what they're doing now.
But the thing with the difference here is now, again, to contrast this, 71% of Americans believe that the congressmen, however, want what is best for themselves as opposed to what's best for the country. So all, any illusions about Congress have been well dispersed. I mean, the American people understand these guys are thugs, they're criminals, they're bad folks. They're not helping people, they're only helping themselves. That's pretty clear. There's a lot of news about Congress people being corrupt and, a lot of news about them, doing naughty things or doing things they're not supposed to do. But, the military is just this sort of nebulous concept. It's this more of an idea for people.
You're much less likely to even, the reporters aren't following generals and colonels around the way that they're following, these guys are doing just as much.
I follow the generals around whenever I get a chance.
Now, you're not the average reporter.
But there's a certain demeanor and rough and tumble thing about soldiers where they have to face the enemy. They actually have competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're physically fit. They're gruff. They're kind of interesting. They have an appealing panache to them. That's something a congressman is almost never going to have.
Yeah, and they've got that mystique, and they've got the advertising campaigns with the badass music, and
it would be fine if they weren't getting tax dollars. Basically, as far as I'm concerned, that's the only beef.
There's also some other numbers here that are interesting. So 70% of people say the military wants what's best for the country. 55% say police officers want what's best for the country. 32% say federal civil servants,
police?
55 on police. Local politicians, 22% want what is best for the country. And congressmen, 12% want what is best for the country.
Police.
I got no time. We're out of time, but you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.